We started Hilchas Prismila Kuf Mem Tes Gimel, I believe. Okay. A voice in heaven tells me it's Gimel. Okay, the halacha is simple, the application is a little complicated. You'll see why in a moment. If the baby is not well, you all know we don't do a bris until the baby gets better. So chayla, if the baby's a chayla, ein malin oisai ad sheyavri, we don't do a bris mila until the baby recovers. Umamtinen loy, me'esha nisrape michalyoy zayin yomim me'esleis. When the baby is healed, when he recovers from his illness, we wait 7 days, 7 times 24 hours, before we do the bris, va'oz malin oisai. And then we do the bris mila. Now, before we go any further, there's an issue here as to what it means if the baby is not well, we wait 7 days. You all know that when a baby has a high bilirubin count, we don't wait 7 days. If the bilirubin count goes down, we do the bris immediately. And the reason for that is that we draw a distinction between an illness where a baby is not well and he recovers, in which case we wait 7 days, or a situation where a baby is developing more slowly than he would otherwise develop. In other words, it's very typical that when a baby is born, the first few days the liver doesn't begin to operate. The liver sort of hibernates until it's needed. And it's not needed because in the womb, all the blood in the baby goes through the mother's liver, and therefore in the womb, the liver is not operational. It's one of the miracles of Nekavim, we say in Ashiyatza, Nekavim, Chalulim. The Gemara says, when a baby is born, all the Nekavim have to open the right moment. You know, if the baby starts breathing when it's still in the sack, it's going to swallow all the water into its lungs, and the baby doesn't breathe for 2 minutes, 3 minutes afterwards, he's not going to survive. Everything has to, all the things have to open, all the things that close when a baby's born. The liver stays in hibernation after the baby's born until it's needed. Now, until it's needed is a very, it varies from child to child. Every child that's born looks yellow when he's 4 days old. You know, people say, oy vey, he looks yellow. Of course he looks yellow. When a baby is 4 days old, that's around when the liver begins to function. And every child has a high bilirubin count at that time. Now, when we talk about not doing a bris mila when the bilirubin count is 10 or 11, we don't do the bris mila because on the possibility that the count is high because there's something wrong. There are two possibilities. In 90 or 99% of the cases, when the count is high, it's just in the development of the baby, the liver is a little slow to kick in. Some people are slow and some people are not so slow. So same with the liver. The reason we don't do a bris mila when a baby is so-called yellow is because there is a possibility that there's something wrong with the liver and it won't. It won't operate without some type of medical intervention. So it's based on that slight chance that we don't do a bris mila when the baby's yellow. That's
considered to be sick.
Right. So if the bilirubin numbers start to go down, he's not sick. And that's why it's not really accurate to give a number. People say, at what number do you do the bris? If the count is high and one day it drops down 3-4 points, we would do the bris even if it's, let's say, 12. If yesterday it was 11 and then today it's 12, then we're not going to do the bris. Over the years, I spoke to some doctors about this, and they told me that a way to tell is if the bowel movements are yellow or green. When the liver operates properly and a baby has a high bilirubin count, it comes out and it's invisible in the bowel movements. So it's a sign that the liver is operating. If the liver is operating properly, we would do the bris. Therefore, we don't wait 7 days because it's just something developmental in the baby. So one of the issues that the Pais can deal with is a baby that's a preemie. And the lungs are one of the last things in the womb to kick in because the lungs obviously are not needed in the womb. And sometimes a baby is born prematurely and needs to be placed in an incubator. And the question is whether when the baby comes out of the incubator, it's necessary to wait 7 days. On the one hand, a normal child shouldn't need to be in an incubator. On the other hand, if a baby's a preemie, the incubator is just substituting for the mother in helping the baby oxygenate the blood, which the mother normally does for the baby. So it's an issue. It's an issue that Pais can disagree about. And then it becomes the issue of waiting the 7 days and when to wait, when not to wait. So, you know, different Rabbanim and different doctors have different opinions on the matter. Now, there's another point, and that's the next point here in the second line of Gimel. If the baby was sick and the 7 days end on Thursday or Friday, you don't do a bris milah on Thursday or Friday. Now, we're not really so concerned. A lot of parents like this because they want to have a Sunday bris. The big yetzahara to have a Sunday bris because people can come, people can stay, and it's a bigger party than it would otherwise be.
But
here, at least there's a head to what?
That's not allowed to be. I was at a bris where they were trying to rush the bris before the doctor comes in, and because he would go crazy about the Sunday bris. He felt that once it was mutter, let's say during the week or two or three,
you should know right away, you mean?
That they were waiting.
All right.
So he went quick. They were waiting for a brother. When he came in, he was screaming. Like it was like unbelievable. He says, brother, how did he come late?
All right, and I mean, if he was coming to the bris, I guess he knew there was a bris going on before he got there. And he was coming to the bris, right?
The doctor
was coming to the bris. So he knows there's a bris.
They waited, and they were trying to rush it to get it done already.
Okay. B'med devar ha-mahurim, shemamtin zayin yamim bedavka. When do we wait 7 days? Shachotzasei chamoki yaitzavai. He has a fever, or something similar. Shuchayli shebuchal ha-gof. Which is an illness of the body. Avalam chola be'echad me'evarav, kagan shakavu le'enav, ko'ev mu'it. Let's say the baby has some eye issue, a slight, even an infection. We do wait for him to be, get better. The chol tidik shu mitzdar, any baby that's in pain, be machmas chayli, be machmas davaracher, emay, elin raisi atche yavri. It's true, we're gonna wait. But after he gets better, we do the bris mila immediately. It's hard to know how much it hurts the baby, but I guess he means if it's a serious infection or something of that sort, then we would wait. We'd wait the 7 days. All right. So this is the guideline of waiting for a bris. And all right, Baruch Hashem, most bris are not bisman, but every once in a while there's a bris that's shalai bisman.
Okay.
That's makubal by the rabban. It's a strange thing. We go and the doctor says, "Okay, the baby's fine." Then we count. Now the baby, like you say, sees him 2 in the afternoon. He seems fine in the morning. Just that's your appointment happens to be for 2 in the afternoon. That's what we do. We do it for when the doctor sees the baby and says the baby is fine. It will be a fever and you take the temperature and it's normal, I suppose, that we would go from then. But the minhag of the rabbanim is that way. They ask in the ma'alim. The ma'alim is that they say, when did the doctor say, and what time did he say it? You look at your watch and then you go seven times 24 hours and you do it. Right? But you don't do a bris at night under any condition, right? Right. You never do a bris at night, even after this man. Okay, Dalit talks about a baby who's what we call yellow, cotton shoe yaruk. What is yaruk? Which color is yaruk? What? Yaruk is yellow. Tosis says, even though everyone assumes yaruk is green because yarukos tend to be green. Tosis says in Shas, it says yaruk kakarti, it means it's green. Stam yaruk really refers to yellow. Yaruk seems to be a more of a general term. I think in modern Hebrew it's green, am I right? What's yellow tzohov?
Red.
So, we find it says that Esther Amalka was green. So I don't know if she was, green or she was yellow. I don't know. You know, I'm not so good with colors. What? Yellow is a bit of an oriental color, isn't it? Gypsy complexion. Okay, I'd say oriental complexion, a little more respectable. But it's not green. Green is, right? Yeah. All right, the desire says she was green like she was yarok like an esrig. Now, esrig could be green, but usually esrig is yellow. It's yellow, typically it's yellow. So yarok means yellow, but don't tell anybody because there's actually one place in Shulchan Aruch where it uses yarok for blue. The Hilchos Treifis talks about the color of a lung. It says Loshin Yarok, and it says in parentheses, Beis Lamed Vav Aleph, blue. So it seems that yarok is, blue is related to green and yellow on the spectrum. It is?
Yeah.
All right, they're close. So at any rate, a cotton shoe yarok be icer. Cotton that is.
The acronym is Roigabiv. Blue follows green on the spectrum.
Roigabiv?
Roigabiv. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet. That's the acronym.
Roy Gabif. Okay. So learn another simon. Put on my simonim list. Okay. 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 Kanshi Yarek B'yaisa. Zeu simish lai nafal b'idamai lai b'biftim v'lai m'b'chutz. It's a sign. Now, it's hard to translate. Lai nafal b'idamai, I would have thought, means it's not circulating properly. I mean, it's circulating in the body. It's not circulating through the liver properly. V'malin oisai achi yipal b'idamai v'yazim areo kamari shark tanim. You do a bris milah until he turns well. If he looks very red, they say a primi is a primi red. Is that true? Huh? There's red. I don't know. The baby that's red. It's a sign. It seems to say that the blood is not, it's not flowing, it's not absorbed, it's still, the body is still red. Elabain arlabasar, it's still close to the skin. And you know, wait 7 days for this color change. If you're afraid it's sakaras nefashis, do a bris mila, that overrides everything. She'ef shaloi lomu la'achar zman. V'i'ef shaloi la'azir nefesh achas v'Yisrael. It's a funny reason, because you could do the milah later. It's not because you could do the milah later. But it means push the milah off to later, even then avoid a suffix of la'azir nefesh achas v'Yisrael. But tzarech lizar ha'miyal edes al-kach. And you have to warn the miyaldais, the nurses on this, ki be'enai ro'isi. The Chacham Zov says, I saw with my own eyes, ha'mach shalah ha'zais. A terrible error. Shetinuk echad nichla kaidem amila. One baby became sick before the mila. Shekoyin some name for it. Vamila is vamialedes amra zuchus mila yamidloi. The very firm lady, she said, "Don't worry, the zuchus of the mila will help the baby survive." Umalo I saw you mace by bi, and he died that day. Now that she said it was bashert, right? That's what they say afterwards. It was bashert. The baby is supposed to die. They killed the baby and said, "So stop." Ubkal kedisha of Prague. Haminik shamaylem halchem b'yem shlof ne'amila liray seyelit. They check the baby. Umaroy limo. A lot of pressure. You don't check the baby, and the caterer is there, and it's all set up, and you walk in. There's a lot of pressure on to do the bris, and a person will make an error in judgment.
Can a mile say like there that a mile said, "I can't perform the bila"? Unless you had a doctor proof it was a rash, then it's okay.
So,
anybody,
we
were left
the
risk, as they said,
you
gotta go to a doctor. Somebody picked up a doctor to look at it with the rash.
Yeah.
He said, it's fine. It's not a rash.
It's just a skin rash. It's not a...
It's a skin rash. And
they did the bris.
Well, like
it was. Yeah, so they had to eat a few bagels each.
I can get there.
Okay. The, it's interesting, one of the contemporary issues, not going to find the Chachmas Adam, is whether A mila, as you know, is daicha Shabbos. A mila b'zman is daicha Shabbos, provided that it's a normal leida. The Gemara in Yeshneichlim, Daf Yom passed it 40 days ago or so, but a cesarean birth, you don't do a bris mila on. Not only a cesarean birth, if the baby had to be removed with tools to help the baby, with forceps to that were chatzitza between the baby and the womb and the rechem, we don't do a bris on Shabbos. So, because if it's not a normal, it's only Deicha Shabbos if it's, you know, the Gemara Darshins. No, Yoldav. Yishuk says, Yoldav. Yoldav, Prata, not a normal
life. What happens if they induce it? Is that considered?
Yeah, inducing, I don't think anybody holds. But I'll tell you the truth, there are Paiskim that hold that a baby an IVF baby. Where the pregnancy takes place in a petri dish, takes place in the lab, and then it's implanted, which today is very common. As you know, it was science fiction 30, 40 years ago. Today, it's extremely common. Women who have a hard time, or men who have a low sperm count, so they do it in the dish, and then they implant it in the.
So
today there's a certain level of disagreement over whether it's Deicha Shabbos. You do it the eighth day, but there's a level of disagreement whether it's Deicha Shabbos. That's the only question.
Isha
says Ria v'Yolta Zalcha. It's interesting. It's the Zera Isha, but okay. All right. It's a what should I tell you? It's that we don't ask the parents. We just do it. And they don't go around advertising that it was that way. I mean, it gives me, we prefer not to ask and not get into the mess. Right. The only place I saw it is in Nishmas Avraham, and maybe others saw him talk about it. In the back of the Haysofa Sefer to Nishmas Avraham, he has a couple of tshuvas on the topic. I don't remember who held what. There are tshuvas back and forth. The truth is, it takes very wide, broad shoulders to say you don't do the bris on Shabbos. Right. It's not the Pashtus is you do the bris on Shabbos, and to be Mishana takes.
What's the svara behind the reason that you don't do it if it's not if it's cesarean or
a cesarean? So that is not called leida. Normal birth is through the vaginal canal, so it's not a normal leida. Generally speaking, everything in the Torah talks about normal. Normal. If you chal Shabbos with a shinoi, there's no issa deraisa. If you eat shalei kederech achila, it's not issa deraisa. Everything assumes normalcy. The Torah talks about things happening in a normal way, and that's what we assume. So that's that. Let's chaparai one more. This is one of the Gemaras where Chazal recognized genetics that certain things go in the family. Run genetically in a family. Isha shemesa shnei banei machmas mila. A woman who had two children that died machmila shenira shamila hichish kayach hayelad, who saw that the bris mila weakened the child. Loi tomala shlishi at sheyigla v'yischasa kayachay. We're afraid there's some genetic problem, and you don't do it till later. Vayin shrei samigimul beis v'gimul chala pratim izev. Who adin? A woman and her sister had children at the time. I want to tell you something amazing about this. Actually, my son, when he was in pre-med, he wanted to publish, to have it on his resume. He published a paper on the following. Chazal realized that there's a genetic issue that causes a baby hemophilia that causes blood disease. The gene is in the Y chromosome, in the female gene. It's not in the male gene. In other words, if you have two sisters who had children that died machmas mila, then we're chayshish the third. Let's say you had two fathers, two brothers, had a baby die machmas mila. We don't say it. Chazal say it. The Chazal say Isha who had two children. Or two sisters that had children. Don't they? Two brothers that had children. That means it doesn't say such a thing. Because the chromosome for hemophilia is in the woman's chromosome. That's the Y, right?
That's the X
chromosome, sorry. And that is Chazal knew it. I don't know where they knew it from. You know, they knew it from they got the information from the manufacturer, you know. So I don't think they, you know, they knew exactly how genetics works, but this they have a Kabbalah. It's an amazing thing that there was such a recognition. Okay, we take a 8.5 week break. And Mitzvah Hashem, the week of Rosh Chodesh Elul, I'll be back, and now it's Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, so Tammuz and Av.